You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue on perhaps the most perfect summer night so far. And I think so. And I want to thank my guests for taking time out of their time with their families, their schedules, and joining us for our Budget Crisis Corner. We have Representative Mark Batnick and we have Representative Robert Martwick. Go ahead and say that a few times. Elliot Serrano. How you doing, Elliot? You've been listening for a while. I postponed the...
I'm afraid.
Yeah, no.
There hasn't been...
He only yelled the first time.
Yeah, there aren't enough margaritas right now.
By the way, thank you. Thank you so much to Broken English for the best margaritas we've ever had in studio. Thank you, Trevor, and for great tacos. Go ahead. You have a lot of thoughts on not just... I mean, you know, I describe you as being somewhat liberal. Somewhat. And our newsman, Rob Artier, would consider himself to be somewhat conservative. And I have enjoyed, having you guys in the conversation and asking questions that I might not, because I'm trying to keep this balanced and keep it open for discussion. What would you like to ask either one of our guests?
Well, you know, I will say this, and as I've been sitting here for the past 4 weeks, and I've listened to the sides being debated, and for both the gentlemen here, I certainly enjoy the conversation they have off the air as much as they do on the air.
Nothing's happening when they're off the air. They sit here very quietly.
Yeah, they're very quiet.
Yes. You know?
And it gives me a little insight into how the whole process works. So I say this with a lot of respect because obviously you guys are, very passionate and you have your opinions and stuff. I might not always agree, but let me make it on this point, because you've already covered a lot of ground here, unfortunately, kind of repeating a lot of the same stuff that the previous representatives have said.
Sure.
Which is kind of like a frustrating thing for someone like me who just sits here and watches and all that. But you guys have kids, right?
I have five.
You have five. And you...
One on the way.
August 31st. And yay. So you're giving me an opportunity to give a shout out to my wife, Sharon.
There you go.
Who, August 31st, I am going to be a 50-year-old first-time father.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You. Congratulations. So let me offer this kind of like an anecdote or like kind of like a parable here. If you were a parent and you had two kids who were constantly fighting over something, and they're always fighting and going at each other. Well, they did this and they did that. And don't get me wrong, they probably have valid points to what the sibling is doing. After a while, though, you like get kind of tired of listening to the whole, well, they did this and they did that and they did this and they did that. And you're like, just freaking figure it out, And I've sat here 4 weeks now. And I've heard the governor this, the state that, and it goes back and forth. I swear to God, you guys have killed the word bipartisan. You've killed it. I mean, next person.
We're having bipartisan margaritas right now.
Yeah, really.
Yes, we are.
Is.
We
it
really
is.
Are, yes.
And by the way, thank both of these gentlemen have shared margaritas with me. So again, I'm saying this with all due respect. But I mean, that word has lost all meaning now. It really feels like for us on the outside who are listening to this, it's like you're throwing buzzwords at us and terms, and you're explaining to us all these things, why this can't happen and that can't happen. In the meantime, I mean, it's almost not an exaggeration. People are dying.
Yes.
Oh, it's not an exaggeration. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And so it's like, when do you say, stop fighting? Let's figure this out. Because after a while, I mean, I am astounded that there's an election coming up and everyone's thinking like, well, my job's secure. I'm not worried about it. People aren't going to be PO'd that we're not doing anything, so.
So here's what I would say. First of all, bipartisanship is not dead. By virtue of the fact that in this studio sit two people that, while we continue to have philosophical disagreements, which is not a bad thing. Thank God for the country of the United States of America where we get to have different opinions, right? I like to celebrate that. I don't ever demonize someone for believing something that I don't believe. I think it's great that we have different opinions. That's what democracy is all about. But that being the case, while Mark and I have very many different opinions, we work to find common ground. He supported my bill for an elected representative school board. He and I work together on a bill that he is the sponsor of. I am a chief co-sponsor on that would actually provide some relief to our pension system. So we find ways to work together. When it comes to the budget, we're in a unique situation. And I said this off air. You mentioned off air. I'm going to say it on here. I don't think we have a budget crisis. I think we could sit down and do the math and figure out the budget, we could figure out the math of the budget. The problem is that for a long-term stable budget that provides for everyone, in addition to the math, the governor, and I'm sorry I have to say that, but the governor has said, no, we're not going to do that until you give me my demands. And these are things that he calls reforms. I would be willing to bet that my friend Mark would say, yes, these are reforms. I disagree. I don't think they're reforms. They go against the very people I represent. And I think it's absolutely wrong for him to suggest that one can't be done without the other. Our first responsibility is do the math of the budget, solve it. The next responsibility is debate and vote on his suggestions for reform. And if they fail, democracy has a matter of recourse for that. It's called elections. So take it to the elections, win your seats, and then you get your reforms. But to hold up all of this and cause the harm that you're talking about because he has to have his agenda, which he doesn't have the votes for, that's where I think is wrong. And I think that's what the impasse is all about.
Don't the Dems, though, have a supermajority?
No. Yes.
Technically,
no.
Yes. Well, in actuality, no. And the bottom line is,
we're going to call
yes,
all three of them.
I've mentioned this many times. Absolutely. I've mentioned this many times. Yes, I can suck up all the air. I know, Mark. I've said this many times, we have 71 votes, which is the technical minimum number of votes required. But that presumes that all Democrats will vote in lockstep and key. We don't. And so there are certain measures where there are a few conservative Democrats will not vote to override the governor. And that's what's
held
up.
You do realize that frustrates Democrats.
I have to stop everybody.
Yep.
I have to stop everybody because I got to take a break.
Ooh.
And Representative Batnick has to have
after the break.
No, it's all good. I don't know what our listeners think, but Elliot and I are like, tell us more about your craziness.